to Living with Moxie, where Shefali Burns and Donna Martouche, authors, entrepreneurs, and leaders in the world of business, education, and coaching, share ideas, resources, and strategies from the hosts and their guests to provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Join us for unique insights from outstanding achievers in business, relationships, health, finances, and living as they share strategies, wisdom, and lessons learned on the path to extraordinary living. Are you ready to live with Moxie?
Hello, everyone, and Happy New Year. Donna, I'm so happy to talk to you. It's like, wow, fresh new start, fresh new beginnings. And, you know, it feels like it's been a long time. And I just want to apologize right up front. I will be doing some coughing during the call because I'm just getting over a nasty head cold and chest cold, which I think everybody has at the moment. So if you hear me coughing, I will try and mute myself. But how are you doing, Donna?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you so much for asking. And I really have missed you. It's so funny, but it's like the month of December between traveling and holidays. It's like we, you know, it sort of is, we just disconnect a little bit and connect with so much other stuff, and it's been wonderful. I'm doing really well. Thank you very much. And I'm very excited to be here today with you, my friend. I hope you feel better.
Thank you. And before we totally confuse anybody, I just wanted to let people know, because, you know, somewhere you're going to see my name as Alara Canfield, and other places you're going to see my name as Shefali Burns, but I'm the same person. I changed my name at the beginning of this year. So the change is happening gradually and everywhere. And so many people have asked me, why did you change your name? What's up with that? You know, they were all worried that I was hacked or something, you know? And so I just wanted to share really quickly. Basically, it's just about new beginnings, right? It's a new year. It's new beginnings for me in my life and in certain projects that I'm doing. And it's just, I just felt the energy of wanting change. So I changed my name. My husband changed his name. Now we both have the same last name. So it's like, oh, that feels good.
That's funny. I saw that he changed his name and I didn't even realize that. That's hysterical. Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah,
that's great.
Will be making this change more official, you know, throughout the year. But for now, if you wonder, who is this person? She looks like somebody I know. Yeah, it's me. It's still me. So, you know, and that's what happens sometimes in life. When you are going through life and you just have this urge that, you know, you need to change something, why not change your name and confuse everybody? It's unbelievable how many questions I've been getting. It's like, this has really shaken up a lot of people's world. It's like, wow, I did not realize I was going to have that big of an effect on people's lives. But yeah, you know, so it's like, it's all good. So Donna, yeah, this, you know, the holidays were wonderful, so busy. You know, my children were here, and so I spent, you know, almost 2 weeks with them, and we went everywhere, saw everything. It was just great. So I was, you know, busy with that, and then I got sick. So it's like, oh my goodness, you got to be kidding. So then, the new year started off with me being in bed, but that's okay. It's given me time to reflect and rest. Obviously, my body needed to rest after spending like every day traveling with the kids, showing them, you know, this and that, and you know, so my body just wanted some rest. So it's all good.
Yeah, and just to give people some background on what it was great.
Yeah.
Just to give people,
go ahead
a second, but I just want to give people some background, just because it's sort of like you're like, we traveled everywhere. So for those of you who are not familiar, Shefali has been in Canada for many years, and her kids, I think, was this their first time coming over to Vienna or no?
Well, it was for my son, and for my daughter, it was the second time, but still.
Yeah,
it was great
so they had a lot
together.
To see, right? Because now you're in Vienna,
yes,
and they
yes.
and you live in a whole different world. So there was a lot of exciting things for you guys to share. That's fantastic. I was so glad to hear that. And what a great way to spend the holiday, right? Because this was your first holiday being so far away from them too, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, so
it's wonderful to create these new memories. Yeah, it was great.
So, you know, for me, it was really, I mean, it was just interesting. It was the first time in my whole entire career we're talking a lot of years, but I don't want to give away my age, that I actually had time off. Like I took time off from everything. And that's so unlike me, first of all, but it's something I also was never able to do before for multiple reasons. I mean, I was just, you know, for a lot of years I worked only in, you know, in public school systems, and I had an administrative, and so I worked 12 months a year and it was a lot of hours. And on top of that, you have your own businesses and multiple things. So there's always something going on. And this year, you know, this last few years, I've always talked about the fact that I've had to do some shifting and changing related to health stuff. And I'm so grateful for what that's created and the information I've gotten in my life as a result of that, just about my body and about food and routines and all sorts of kinds of, you know, things related to that, and our ability to change our own health and our own bodies and situations. So, I mean, wow, this last few years has been a heck of an interesting experience for me, and I'm so grateful for all of it. So I had time to just actually be with my family. Gianna was horribly sick for a little bit, but after that, you know, the New Year started with it was just fantastic. It was really, it's been great. I love it. I'm so grateful. I'm really appreciative. I have so much to be thankful for every day. So it's been wonderful. Thank you for asking. We went to go see Aladdin. You know, we have a good friend of mine is the conductor of the orchestra for the play on the Broadway. And she's been doing that for many years for different plays. So she surprised Gianna and myself, actually, you know, with tickets and backstage passes. So Gianna got to meet the cast and we got to be on stage, and you know, it was just so much fun, and that, you know, like all sorts of great things happening as we were out visiting people. So we had a really good time. Thank you for asking.
Good. And you know, and that's what it's about. Even when we were forced to rest, you know, we still found the gratitude and grace in that, right? So even though, you know, I had a wonderful holiday and then I was forced to rest because I couldn't do anything, I still appreciated that because it gave me time to reflect, you know, and reflection is what we all do at this time of year, right? We're reflecting on the past year and we're thinking, contemplating on what we'd like to achieve or what we'd like to experience. I think experience, that's my big word, this coming year. And so, you know, in the past, I'll be honest, in the past, I used to make resolutions, you know, and everybody does resolutions. Everyone makes resolutions. It's just one of those things in our society that we do, that we've come accustomed to. But have you ever found, Donna, that the term resolutions feels so heavy, you know? And I know for myself, it makes me feel as if I'm not, there's something wrong with me. That's why I have to make these resolutions so I can be a better person, you know? And so I don't do that anymore. I don't make resolutions. Instead, I like to make intentions. You know, what do I intend for myself for this year? And even the intentions are based on experience, what I would like to experience more of, and feelings. What kinds of feelings do I want to have? So that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. And I really do think Dawn is going to have to do most of the talking, but we will see how it goes.
I'm terrible at that. We know that, right?
I can just tell my voice is starting to go a little bit.
Right.
So we'll see.
So you have some water, and I'll pick it up for a couple of minutes as we get ready for a break. Go ahead, take a sip of water.
Perfect.
So, you know, one of the things that Shefali and I were talking about in preparation for tonight's show was the idea of what resolution means to us, because, you know, there's millions of dollars that are made in businesses at this time of year because they know everyone is doing exactly what Shefali was talking about. Everybody is coming to this space where they're making this commitment or this vow of some sort to do something different, to lose weight, to do different something with their money, to be different in their relationship, to whatever it is that they feel like they're going to do. And they start out with a bang. Gym memberships go up. They skyrocket. I don't even go to my gym the first week of the new year. It just is jam-packed with people with the best of intentions. And if I go, I go on, well, I always go on off hours because I kind of like it to be quieter. But I just, it's just an interesting thing. It's a billion-dollar time of the year where places actually make tons of money off of people who are ready to resolve to be healthy and live life in this different kind of way. What I found and what most people are also aware of is that we don't usually keep those resolutions, and then we start to feel bad, and that's how we start off our new year. And there's actually a really great ways that we can begin our new year that are ways that are more focused on adding to our lives and on and not on changing something we've decided that is bad, but on letting go and moving forward with adding things on things that we've decided we'd love to have. So that's what we're going to talk about when we get back from break. And I'm just going to give you a quick example to think about. So when I had to make tremendous shifts in the things that I was eating in my body, just trying to figure out what was going on with it, and I will one day do a whole entire show on just what happened there. But one of the things that I realized is, you know, I don't drink water. I never, ever, ever. Shefali and I have had this conversation. I can't tell you how many times I went to the hospital dehydrated and I needed IVs or whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. I would go and drink a half a cup of coffee, you know, as I start my day. Then my day gets so busy and I work 14 hours and I'm busy and I'm not back home until, you know, whatever time at night. And I just love what I do, and I'm not thinking, and when I'm just not taking a sip of water, to the point where my team at work will often just put the water with some lemon in it on my desk and be like, here you go, because they know that if they don't do that, I just get so involved because I love what I do so much that I could look up and be like, holy cow, when did it get to be 9 o'clock, right? So adding water to my day, you know, 3-4 times a day and increasing my water intake is something that I choose to do. And I know that as I do that, some other things will actually fall away, right? And those are the ways that I choose to create my new year. It's not by letting something go. It's by what is it that I can add to my life today that will create my life the way that I'd love it to be and make it more fun and joyful and ease-filled for me right away, right? This way, you don't feel like you have to make this commitment to do something that's hard, but you get to add something that's fun. So think about that during break. What can you add to your life today? And we'll be back right after these messages.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Is there an area of your life where you feel frustrated, stuck, confused, or unhappy? Do you feel like you keep saying you will change it and yet seem to end up in the same place over and over again? Donna Martouge is an international strategic intervention and results coach. Her extensive experience and training helps her help you close the gap from where you are to where you want to be. If you are ready to change something, ready to decrease your anxiety and create something different in your life, ready to stop beating yourself up and achieve that goal, create that dream relationship, change your money story, build a successful business, or finally are ready to ask for and receive help from someone who can truly help you make a difference in your life, then now is the time to work with Donna Martouge. Go to www.beyondamomentintime.com to schedule your free strategy session and see what working with a results coach can create for you in your personal life or your business. Join the list of success stories from those who have worked with Donna all around the world. Schedule your free strategy session today. Go to www.beyondamomentintime.com and sign up now.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Okay, welcome back, everybody.
Right, everyone, we are back.
There you go. Nice to hear you, Shefali.
Yep.
So you know what's so funny?
We somehow do that. Yeah.
Well, that's all right. No, we got better at it, but we lost our sync a little bit, and it takes us moments. We'll be right back there, so don't worry about that. So go ahead, Shefali. While we have your voice, let's talk a little bit about what you'd add to your life this year.
Yeah, and I love that, Donna, because that's what I do as well. It's always about adding to my life. What can I add to my life? I don't, you know, like the stuff that you want to take away, it'll gradually fall away by itself. So I like to add stuff to my life. So for example, for this year, one of my intentions to add more is to travel. So I would like to add more trips, and more specifically trips with me and my husband. You know, instead of just me traveling and having fun, I want to travel with him at the same time. So that's one thing I would like to add more of. And another one is adding more interactions with my family and friends. I found that in the past, you know, 3-4 months, I felt a bit isolated because I was disconnected from my family and friends. So it's like, you know what, this year I'm going to add that to my life. I'm going to have that connection, have a greater connection.
That was one of mine too. That's
adding,
so funny.
Right? Yeah. You know, and that's what it's about. It's like, what makes you feel good, right? What brings more joy to your life? What's more fun for you, right? And so that's what adding to me is about. And, you know, I could always, you know, talk about health goals, you know, and even like with the health goals, you know, just a little aside, you know, how I always go off topic a little bit. But you know how most people usually say, oh, I want to lose 10 pounds, right? Well, is there any way that we can reframe that? So instead of losing, we can say something else like, okay, I'd like to have my body be more, have more vitality in my body, you know, add more vitality, add more strength, you know, into my body instead of losing something. I think for me, that's more fun and that feels more expansive. And so that's, I need that for myself. I need more vitality. So it's like, okay, and you know, how do we get vitality, right? Is by doing, right? By walking, by exercising, by, you know, all that kind of stuff. And in turn, by losing some excess pounds, right? It just comes off. So I'd rather add more vitality. That's easier for me to deal with than losing something. So, you know, that's just a little bit on the losing weight part too. Because we all, especially at this time, are looking at our weight and thinking, yeah, I ate a lot during the holidays, you know? Had way too many sweets during the holidays, so now it's time to do something about it, right?
Yeah, and it's funny that you say that because I was actually just talking to one of my clients about the exact same thing, and we were reframing those thoughts to say, you know, what very often people do is they look at themselves and they go, oh my God, my body used to be, and I want to get my body back that way. And although this is slightly, you know, like we said, off topic, I think it's a very important thing. Any place where you are comparing something that used to exist in your life and trying to get something back to, you're bringing an energy that is not what you're looking for in your future. It's an energy from yesterday. So look forward and look at what you'd like to add. You'd like to add vitality. You'd like to add health. You'd like to add more energy. You'd like to add, you'd even like to say, I'd like to be more athletic. But it's not about comparing or creating mm-hmm. or forcing your body to be something it once was or something it never was. It's about shifting and changing and creating something that is almost like, you know, when you look at it that way, it's more fun, and it does not feel like anymore like you're trying to force and judge your way there. It feels like you are playing with the
exactly.
idea and asking and being in question of what it is that you can do to shift your body in a way that would be so much more fun for you. And that's not a space of judgment. And I have to tell you, it makes a big difference in your ability to be successful with any resolution, if you want to use the word that you may choose. So be kind to you, you know, and do it in a way that's fun and in a way that's really adding to your life, right? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And you know how you mentioned about asking questions, and you know, and then, and that's key. That's one of the keys to more expansiveness and creativity in your life, is by asking questions. So you can ask your body, it's like, okay, body, we have made the intention of being more athletic or having more vitality. So what would be fun for you today so that we can have more vitality? And then see and ask, do you want to go for a walk? Do you want to go, I don't know what else, because I'm not really into exercising, but I'm just going to leave it there. You know what I mean?
Well, it could be anything. I mean, it could be a walk. It could be a swim. You know, for me last year, swimming was something I wound up doing a lot more often. And it really depends. I mean, you just, sometimes your body just sort of like, hey, you get a surprise sort of feeling. It's like, wow, I want to go roller skating or something you haven't done in like 20 years. And you're like, really? And it comes out of nowhere. But you really feel like mm-hmm. it would be fun for your body. And it's about movement. And would it be fun for you so that it doesn't, again, feel like force and judgment and all of those things. But that's great. And it doesn't matter what it is that you're doing. It could be yoga. It could be stretching. It could be just, you know, playing with your nieces and nephews or your children. Like, it could be anything that's movement and joyful for you. So, so it shows up different for everybody. And it's just a different way to create when you're creating from moving forward from this point on and from adding and shifting and playing versus mm-hmm. judging and forcing. So it's just something to think about. And Shefali said something that is one of the Absolutely. Favorite questions that I've asked for the last 5 years. What can I add to my life today that if I added it, what can I add to my life today that would bring me joy right away, that would be expansive right away, that would be a contribution mm-hmm. to my life right away? I mean, however you want to ask it, and that's why I started laughing. I'm like, well, I guess I don't say it the same way every day, but, you know. But every day, if I were truly creating my life today, what would I choose right away? Like, those are questions that I ask in the morning, and it sounds really silly, but for those of you who know me, I start my morning outside taking a nice long walk with my dogs because they have to go. So I thank God for them because they get me out in nature, and I spend the time and I get to be over here. We have beautiful woods and paths and walking paths, and it just feels so expensive to take that few minutes and connect with me. And then I actually meditate in the morning and I write in the morning. But those are all ways that I lay out my day and my week energetically and mentally and thought-wise, because that's how you create and carve and mold what you'd like to show up for you, right? In any way. So that's
Absolutely.
How my day goes smoother.
And it's
smoother.
About setting the focus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And when we have busy, when
and,
you have busy
and that's
lives.
The thing that...
Go ahead.
We do, and that's why we have to focus on these things. Otherwise, well, these are the things that get forgotten, right?
Oh, yeah, you could so easily get distracted.
Priority. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for.
And, you know, and so, many... we do. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No,
while you
no,
have
go
a voice.
Ahead. I was just going to... I know. I was just going to say that when we come back from break, I'm going to talk about some exercises. You know, exercises is such a heavy word, but practical exercises that we can do to start making these intentions, to making them more concrete and to start taking actions with them. But, you know, before we do that, I just wanted to share really quickly, too. It's about, anyways. Okay, go ahead, Donna, because my voice now wants to go.
Okay, I'm sorry. So, all right. So we're going to share some activities that could really help you do this, and could help you really, because sometimes we don't know what we want to add, or we don't know how to shift or choose the right words that actually don't feel heavy, or don't feel like you're judging yourself, or don't feel like you're forcing yourself. Because then you're forcing yourself. It's like, oh, I got to do this, and I don't want to. And then all day long, you're thinking about all the things you decided you can't have and you can't do. So when we come back from break, we'll talk about the things that we can do and some ways and some suggestions and some activities and ways that you could actually have fun with it and play with it. And it could help you actually create some plans for the year that you will follow through on, which is so uncommon. Most people, by the time they hit March, have already given up, if not sooner, on all of their resolutions, right? So that's mm-hmm. why do that to yourself. Let's set ourselves up for success. Mm-hmm. How do we do that? It's not hard to do. It's not hard to do. So let's really focus. What is it that you'd like to create this year? And then let's play with the words and how we can do that and come up with some activities to do it. So While we're at break, start writing down, and you know me, I'm big on the pen and paper, some of the ideas of the things you'd like to create. And even when I'm talking to, I was doing something today with someone, and we were sifting out words. You know, they were talking about the business that they're creating, and this is not getting where they wanted it to go. And I was working with the person, and we were going through the words. We were sifting through it to get clarity and focus. And that's part of what some of the activities do for you. They help you get clear and focused on what it is you'd like to have, not on all the things you no longer want, on the things that you don't like. That's an energy you don't want to move forward with. Focus on what it is you'd love to have, not what it is that you're currently feeling bad about, right? This way you're bringing the good thoughts with you moving forward, because those thoughts do have an impact on you. I say it all the time. So start thinking about it from that framework as we move forward for the new year, and what would be fun for you to add. And you may not know, so then that would be a great thing for you to start even thinking about. What do you know, and your targets for the year. How much money would be fun for you? What would you like to do with your body, with your friends, with your traveling? Be dreamy about it even, and have fun with the thoughts. You know, when you were a kid, you used to sit and wonder. I don't know how many of you remember times when you would lay down even on the grass and look up at the sky, and you'd sort of create this whole life that you felt was possible because you felt connected to something and there were no limitations, right? Kids are always in this state of wonderment, and that's the state of easy creation. That's the state you want to get back in touch with in order to create whatever it is you're looking for this year, is that state of being in wonder and in question and in adding and in looking and in playing. In that space, you could shift and change your body with ease. You wouldn't even have to think about the judgment of it and the exercise and the going back. You'd be having fun with it moving forward. So think about those things during our break, and we will be back shortly after these messages. Take some notes, write it down so you don't forget. Be right back.
Conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello. Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui. Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
We are back here on Living with Moxie, and today we're talking about intentions versus resolutions. What are you choosing? And so before the break, Donna had suggested that we write down some more of what we would like to experience this year. And so, you know, when I was writing things for myself, it's like, what did I feel or experience in 2016 that I would like to have more of? You know, to write that down. And also I thought about what I was feeling or experiencing that I didn't really like and that I'd like to have less of. And so those ones I turned around, you know. So for example, like I said, that you know, I didn't like feeling isolated. So how could I turn that around? So I said, you know, I want to engage more with my family and friends, right? And so that's what I would like instead of the isolation. So it's about writing all these things down and really coming from a place, like Donna said, of joy and expansiveness and light, what feels good for you. And so, you know, when I said about, you know, what do I want to experience more of, I really, you know, I did go on some trips this year and I really enjoyed them. I had so much fun by myself and also with my husband. I had so much fun. So I really enjoy that. So it's like, I would like to have more of that. I would like to experience more of that. Right. And so that's where you start off with, I think, anyways, is like, what did you like or experience that you would like to have more of? And what did you experience that you didn't like that you can reframe and rephrase to have more of that instead? And then so I said I would share a small, quick little exercise, right? So my little exercise is basically, you know, getting those index cards or recipe cards that we call them in North America. You know, just grab a few and then just write down on each one what your intention is, what you would like to create for this year, what would be fun for you. And then, you know, so just, you know, write one on each card and then, you know, sit down with all of them, just think about them, just feel them, just imagine yourself, visualize yourself, experiencing that and really feeling that and seeing it come to fruition, daydreaming, you know, doing that feeling of wonderment, you know, like really just exploring all areas of it. So for example, you know, like the traveling, you know, make a list of where you want to travel. All right, Donna, take it from there.
So one of the things that we always talk about is beginning and writing down the ideas of the things that you'd love to actually create. And today, because it is the new year and I have a tendency to do that, I go back and I read some of my favorite books during the beginning of the year, some of which I just, you know, I think every person should read at least once in their life. And I say this often, and I go back to these books often. I refer to them in my writing, I refer to them in my blogs, and I refer to them in my classes. There's just some great books out there that can totally help you get that this is not some sort of, I mean, I'm not the motivational speaker who feeds you some sort of, you know, wishy-washy information. I give you information that's really based out of a history of people who have used this information for many years to be incredibly successful. James Allen, who's a philosopher, wrote the book As a Man Thinketh, and he talked about, you know, you really become what you allow your thoughts to be every single day. And we have, which was a fantastic book. And if you haven't read it, it would really help you begin to create your life from the point of deliberate creation, which is focusing your thought and then aligning your actions, right? Focusing your thoughts and then aligning your actions all together. Then you look at people like, you know, Napoleon Hill, which is also one of my favorite books. I read it at least once a year, which is Think and Grow Rich. And he talks about writing it down. And, you know, it doesn't matter who it is. I mean, there's so many people out there who are focused on really helping people understand how you could lay out your success. And it's about laying the pipes. It's laying the pipes for your year. It's not about, you know, judging yourself for the choices you haven't made or the money that you don't have or the things that you did that turned out all wrong. It's about writing down what it is that you would like to have and then looking at it regularly and allowing it to motivate you, creating the vision for your life that you would love to have and asking questions each day about what would it take to make that a reality for you right away. And knowing that as you do that, you will intentionally start seeking out the mentors and you start to think different and you start to notice different information in newspapers or on television ads, because it was information connected to what you had literally just written down. So you'll suddenly see an ad. I think it was James Campbell who said that when he was looking to write a book and he really wanted to get it out there and he didn't know how to market it. He really was not the marketing person and he wanted to make a lot of money on his next venture. And this was well before anybody knew who he was. Joseph Campbell, right? I get my authors mixed up in this moment. Too much wine today, people. I am very sorry. They brought over for family Sunday dinner. They brought over tons of homemade wine. So we were just having some fun before. So the words are not coming out that great, but we'll make it work. So Chicken Soup for the Soul is the book that I'm talking about. And when he wrote it, he pulled it together.
Mark
he knew he wanted
Hansen.
To get out in the world. Who?
Mark Victor Hansen and and Canfield.
Canfield. That's who it was. It's Canfield.
Jack
Thank
Canfield.
You so much. Jack Canfield. Where did I get Joseph Campbell from that? I must have been, I know, me too. And I must have been thinking, I don't know where that came from. But anyway, so that's all right. So Jack Canfield had spoken one day and he said he had no idea. But, you know, what he did was he actually put a picture of $1 million bill on his ceiling. So when he went to bed at night, he would see it. And this was long before he ever could even think about or imagining that kind of money. And he also was asking questions like, you know, I don't even know how to get out there into the world. What would I need to do to market myself? Where do I need to go? What resources do I need? He didn't have any of that information. But then he went to the supermarket and he saw an ad and somebody was looking to do some sort of promotion for new authors or whatever. It's not something that he would have noticed had he not written that information down and not looked at it on a daily basis. He would have just walked right past that magazine stand and those words would not have jumped out on him, you know, to him. He wouldn't have heard a conversation at the coffee shop that just was connected to the information he was just asking for because he wasn't tuned into that. He was, you know, we often go through our days and we're not paying attention to those things. But when you start to focus your thoughts and you put them down, they help you start to pay attention to when you start to hear and find the information that are connected to actually what you're looking for. So you're not just going through your days like we often do. I mean, people, we go through our days and we can go through a whole entire day just not even aware of how many people we walk past that we either knew one day or we could know one day or somebody who might be interested in some of the same things as you. We don't even look at each other as we walk down the street. You know, you'd be walking in San Francisco or New York City or whatever cities you're walking in today. And you know, everyone's busy focused on where they need to get to. So you miss so much stuff that's available to you. It allowed him to be able to see as things were coming. And then he saw the ad he required. He followed up on it. You know, those are things. And then all of a sudden, he became this best-selling author. And it was not all about, not to say that he doesn't work hard. So don't take this wrong. This wasn't about having to work 14 hours a day and knock on doors. This was about being clear on his intention, knowing what he wanted to create, looking at it each day, and then knowing that somehow, because it's not like he went searching for it. I mean, he did do searching and take action every day, but he knew that the answer would come to him. He knew that the path would come to him. It would unfold somehow, and it did. So start there. You're writing it down, and everyone says, yeah, I know, but we don't do it. You're writing it down as you laying the pipe, the groundwork, the new piping for your thought process to focus and get you where you want to go. And it's that and then your commitment to actually take massive action towards that every single day. And that will get you everything that you're looking to create for the new year. Absolutely everything that will get
Absolutely.
You to create. So so those are a
yes,
couple of things.
I totally agree.
How are you doing, Shefali? You ready?
I'm better. I was just going to add, you know, once you write everything down on index cards, then write down 3 or 4 points that you can start to take action on. And then, you know, look at these index cards every day. And then I have this whole visualization process, which I know I'm not going to be able to do on the call because just, you know, my voice is not going to cooperate.
You can't today. But, okay, so we'll do that next time.
No.
We could post it on our Facebook page too, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe.
You know, but that's the thing. It's about taking action every day, looking at your index cards every day, asking questions every day, and knowing that it will happen, right? Knowing that it'll come to pass, knowing that you will actualize it, manifest it, whichever word you want to use, because you're also doing, and this is the energetic process that I was talking about that I can't really do today, but if, you know, you're doing both. You're doing the energetics and you're doing the practical, pragmatic day-to-day doing and the knowing, believing and knowing it's coming, you know, and that is key. That is so important. And all three are combined and you have to do all of them every day. I said have to. I'm just being passionate about this. You know, it's like if you really want whatever it is that you want to come to pass, you gotta do the work, you know, and Part of
let's talk about this for a minute.
And part of it is energetics. Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm gonna just shift to the education point of view, right? So you look at somebody and you look at people who have mastered almost, you know, everything that they choose, right? So you could look at whether that be Oprah, you could look at Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins once said, you know, he was somebody who once he chose to do something, he would do it to the extreme because he had to do it to an extraordinary level. Doing it to an okay level was not okay with him. So he had once signed up to do to become a black belt in Taekwondo, but his schedule was so busy. He met the person, someone who was one of the most renowned trainers in Taekwondo, and he paid the person to travel with him so he could become a black belt faster than anyone has ever done it before. And the reason why I'm sharing this story is because it's sort of interesting to see how the dynamics of it work. But so he would do his insane, you know, 14, 18, sometimes 20 hour day. And then he would actually show up to work with the instructor who was there and traveled with him during the time. And there were times he would get frustrated, he would say, because he's doing the same move 300, 400 times in a night. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, he's tired. And he's like, but I got it. And his teacher would say to him, if you have to say that to me, then you have not gotten it. You haven't noticed the difference between what you did this time and last time. So do it another 300 times, because repetition is the master. Repetition creates masters, right? So you do it once, and it's something you become familiar with. You might not even be able to recall it. You do it twice, and it's something you become more familiar with. You make it part of your daily process, and you could become a master of creating it. It becomes part of who you are and how you think. And it's really important when it becomes to thoughts, because your thoughts create and forge your decisions every day moving forward. What you think today is going to impact the choices for every decision you have to make in your business and in your life tomorrow, or the next 10 minutes, or the next 10 seconds from now. It's all based on what you're thinking. So if the thoughts connected to what it is you'd like to create are not at the forefront of your mind every day, then the choices you make might not be connected to what it is you're asking for. So use those tools. I mean, they're the tools that the masters and the experts who have really chosen and created lives that are so different than what many have been able to actually use every single day. And it's more than just meditation. It's about commitment. It's about saying, I'm choosing this, I'm creating this, I'm having this. And then you have follow through parts. So what is it that you'd like to demand for yourself that you're going to have, but not from a space of judgment, from the space of just knowing that you totally get to create it and have it and choose it. Think about that during break, and we'll be back after these messages.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
So welcome back, everybody. This is Donna Martouche here, and I am here with Living with Moxie. So let me talk about a little bit. We left off, and I gave you a lot of information, and some of it is repetitive. And again, we repeat things sort of on purpose with the intention, not because we like to bore you or get you to the space where it's just sort of like, oh my God, here we go again. But because it's important information that actually really does make a difference if you choose to apply it. And the difference is only 10% of the people in the world will actually choose to apply it. And that's where the choices very often create, you know, those from good to great kind of situations as far as you go. You could have success so much more easily than you actually realize. And you don't have to fail at creating resolutions. It's easier to be successful. You actually have a wealth of resources at your fingertips, even when you don't realize that you do. So let me give you some ideas about, or let me just give you some information about the new year for me and give you some ideas. So the last 5 years for me with my health and with my life, I had so many difficulties that I had never expected to manage. And as a single mom with myself and just my daughter, and I don't receive support from her dad, he's not any part of her life at all whatsoever, and a career person and a person who has multiple businesses, and my whole world shifted and turned upside down with some of the things that had actually occurred in my life. And initially what I did was I judged it, right? So I was saying, like, in the beginning of the year, you want to lose weight or something happens and you judge yourself. I shouldn't have done that. I gained weight. I ate too much at the holidays. Look at my body. You look in the mirror. And that's kind of what we're often taught to do in this world. We're taught to create from the space of judgment, but then it doesn't work, because when you're focused on all this stuff that you didn't want, you actually start to notice that as you're doing it, you gain more weight. You're judging yourself more. You're getting frustrated. You feel even worse. So what started to happen for me is I did that. I did the judgment thing. I did the judgment thing to the point where I just couldn't really even leave my house for a while. Like, it was very upsetting, because I made myself wrong for even having something happen with my health. Like, how could I have something happen with my health? Everybody in the world is counting on me. I had all these people counting on me, and I couldn't be there for them. And I was really not okay with that. And it never occurred to me that it was acceptable. I mean, and, you know, there's something that I've decided in some sort of definition that I needed to be the best at everything that I did, and I could not fail, and I could not be human, and I had to go above and beyond. And my career showed that. You know, I mean, I was doing things at 24 that most people hadn't hit until they were maybe 50, 60 years old. And I just, I had always been that person who had done that. And I had this expectation that it would always be easy for me, or that somehow, not that it was easy, I just always found a way. I always found a way to make it work. I can't say that it was easy, but I was always committed to taking the action, whatever it took to get it done, to get the job done. And then when I became the single parent, I then said, okay, well, now I have to do all of that and be the single parent. And I wasn't sure how to do that part. And I had never judged myself like I did once that part of my life came in. And then when I was unable to do either for a while, I truly stopped functioning for a bit. It was horrifying to me to have let people down, to let myself down. I thought that I was someone who was not allowed to stop. I can't stop. I can't get sick. I don't have time. I can't do this. I'm the person who teaches everybody else how to do blah, blah, blah. This shouldn't be happening. You know, all that stuff that you go through, this shouldn't be happening to me. The anger and all of that stuff that you go through during that time. And it was the greatest thing that ever happened to me, in the sense of it gave me the ability to step back and ask some questions about what are these beliefs that I'm actually using to destroy me, to destroy my relationships, to destroy my success, to judge me every step of the way? And is there a way to create life and shift and change this and create something from a completely different space? And my whole entire life looks really different now. It's been completely turned upside down and restructured. And some people who know me might see some similarities as far as some of the actions that I do. Like, I still work with children and families. I'm still connected to public school systems. I still have some of the same passions. I just function completely different. And I've added multiple revenue streams and multiple businesses. I've added things that are joyful. I've added times that I commit to being present. I've added me and my daughter into my life, into my living, which is something I had not done before. So it wasn't about force, and it wasn't about being superwoman, and it wasn't about judgment. It was about creating from a space of kindness, generosity, contribution, including me, right? So somebody once said to me, one of my mentors once said to me, oh my God, Donna, did you realize that you aren't even in your list of things that you want to create in your life? Where are you in that? And I realized that every single action I took was for everyone else in the world, and I wasn't even included in my picture. I said, holy cow, I really need to make sure I'm doing this. So when I talk to you guys about clarity, and when Shefali mentions, you know, writing it down, I cannot tell you how much that helps you sift through and make sure that you're even included in your process, that your thoughts are clear so that you don't have one of those situations where when someone says, what would you like to create? You don't go, huh, good question, because you're asking yourself that question right now and because you are getting clear. And once you are clear, it starts happening fast, because then you know what actions to take and you know what questions to ask and you know what to look for. It's interesting because a lot of people, especially once they reach our age, they don't want to ask the questions. They don't want to let anybody notice that they're vulnerable in any way. And I'm going to tell you, there's somebody you've probably never heard of in your whole entire life, and his name is Ray Dalio. He grew up in New York and in Queens, and he was one of those stories. You know, he sort of overcame lots of obstacles, but he's not somebody who really talks about it. As a matter of fact, for most people, he's completely unreachable. He generally never used to take anyone to work with as far as money, and that's what he does. He advises people related to money unless you had a minimum of $1 billion to manage. Like, you couldn't even talk to him. So he was the founder of Bridgewater Associates, and he's the world's largest hedge fund manager. Over $160 billion in assets under management related to him. And if you ask him, if you ever had the opportunity, but I hear he doesn't really give people that opportunity very often. He's not really accessible as far as that goes. But but those who know money know him. They read his briefings all the time. He would tell you right now that his greatest, greatest, greatest key to success is twofold. It's making sure his thoughts are focused, and it was also his ability to always constantly acknowledge that even though he is a really intelligent man, he knows nothing. There is so much that he doesn't know, that he is constantly on a quest to learn more, to choose more, to get more information, to be out there, and he's asking questions all the time. He's innovative. So those are two of the keys that led him to being someone who is the person that most people who manage the world's biggest, largest monies turn to ask questions to. It's just something to make sure that if you want to add a routine to your life that's going to help you, do that. Write it down. What are your thoughts? Get them focused. What would you like to create? Look at it every day and choose actions in alignment with those thoughts on a daily basis, on a daily basis. That's adding to your life. It's not judging you from your past. It doesn't care. It doesn't matter. Your past does not define you or create your future. You do right now in this present moment. So those are all things to think about. And as we talk about all of that, I want you to know. That's very connected to one of my passions, which is creating business and wealth. Especially for those people who are single parents and managing all of those things, because that just pulls at me as I look for ways to create resources for people who would love to be able to do more and understand more. It's very important for me. we're going to be talking about business on next week's show, and it's the creation of business in the new year, and what the creation of business is actually like in this reality. Like, how could you do business? Because business is really different than what most people think that it is. They often have this idea that it's this form and structure, and you have to know this specific information and have this specific skill, and you do have to have some skills and some information. But there's also lots of other things that people don't think about that are really important in today's day and age when it comes to actually creating business. So that will be on next week's call. I mean, how do you create business in a world where everyone can get information and access to products and digital information and shift and, you know, whatever it is that they need in almost a moment's notice, and you're working with people who don't want to hear your story. They want three sentences, and they want your information in a short little snippet. And, you know, it's really, it's a whole new world of commerce that's international, very fast changing, moving and shifting. And what does that mean for you? So that's, you know, those are the topics that we'll be touching on as we talk about business over the course of this year. So if you're creating your business, if you're a business that's in good shape, or you're looking to get to great shape, or if you're just starting out, next week will be a great call for you to tune in on. So I'm going to bring this to closure by inviting Shefali back. I don't know if she could talk, and just say to everybody, whatever it is that you're going to start your year with, be kind to you, choose to add to your life. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Shefali. Can you talk or no?
And I was just going to say, just start from where you are. Don't judge the past. Just start where you are and do things that are in alignment with what feels good for you, what feels expansive, what feels fun for you. Just choose that. You know, and be easy on yourself. Don't give yourself a hard time. And have fun. And that's the biggest thing of all. Have fun with it. And we'll share more about the process and so on our blog and on Facebook, so that you can see what I was trying to talk about to energetically be aligned with it. But, you know, life is an adventure, right? So be adventurous. Have fun with it. You know, find that joy. Do what makes you laugh. Do what makes you giggle. You know, just do all of that. And be focused on whatever it is that you want to do. Focus on it and take action every day. Aligned action. Action that makes you feel good. You know, it's not a chore if you're passionate about it, if you really have your heart in it. And we look forward to hearing what your intentions are. You know, what your plans are for this year, and seeing them come to fruition, and seeing you manifest them and have fun with them. So for all of us, you know, it's such a wonderful time. It's such an expansive time. So we are so grateful for all of you that are here listening to us live or later. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And how exciting is this year going to be, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, what are we going to create? And what would you like to show up as in the world? And how would you like to contribute? So happy New Year, everybody. Thank you so much for choosing to be with us and for starting our New Year with us. And may it bring you health and everything else that you ask for. We look forward to being with you next week. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye for now. Have a great week.